That was not a penalty.
Poor referee was not on our side.
Africa as a whole, we need to get away with this dubious refereeing.
I'm speechless, but we didn't lose to the best of Ghana. We just lost the referee.
Fans say the craziest things. This is the Fan Reaction Show.
Good day and welcome to the SL Podcast. On this week's episode of the Fan Reaction Show, we take a look into Bafana's controversial exit from the 2022 FIFA World Cup qualifiers. On Sunday, the 14th of November, Bafana came up against Ghana at home in their last qualifying game of the first round. Bafana topped the group with 13 points, with Ghana placed in second on 10 points. However, just a point would do to see Bafana move on to the second round of qualifiers. Possession and successful passes were in favour of the travelling South Africans. However, the footballing world was shocked to see a penalty awarded to the Black Stars in the 31st minute, which saw Leicester City defender Daniel Amati make a meal out of a contactless touch in the box from Rashin De Rook. Andre Ayew then slotted the penalty past Ronwen Williams, scoring the only goal in the match. The Black Stars progressed to the next round of qualifiers, leaving Mzansi in heartbreak. Since then, the SAFA CEO has issued certain footballing governing bodies a letter of complaint attached with evidence to show that the penalty awarded was dubious and justice for Bafana is needed. If we take a look back to the qualifiers for the 2018 FIFA World Cup that was hosted in Russia, Bafana were involved in a similar incident which saw the match between South Africa and Senegal being replayed, seeing the Senegalese outfit qualify and then eventually progress to the World Cup finals. After all of this outrage, we decided to ask you all what went wrong and what could have been better. As usual, you sent your voice notes through and you didn't disappoint. I am your host, Aiden, and this is the Fan Reaction Show.
They did try their level best until the referee decided to award that fake penalty. They did apply themselves very well. Play very well. It was unfortunate, but next time I think we must do much better. We've got a team of young committed players who want to make sure that we qualify for our events. I'm very happy with the boys. Had luck after we've been robbed.
Oh, it's disgraceful. I hope we to suffer and happy like on a couple replay. Just like London, the Rabbi came to Senegal, never found a fan, put a pin in that. The guy heavy in South Africa, fail, never because I'm not here. And I go to the SAFA since the appeal later to 50 came in because a woman who wanted to lay a delay, get a dropper.
Bafana bafana idlale kahle kakhulu. It just said ukuthi kube nje seqinini ukuthi asikhonanga ukuthi sizivikele thina ukuthi asconcede any goal in order to go through. But the blame should be put on the match officials that were officiating the game on the day, because that goal that was scored by Ghana, that penalty, it was not clearly a goal. But Mzansi ona udlale kahle kakhulu. We see ukuthi we're going somewhere with the coach. We just hope and believe that he will maintain the standard that he has just put through now.
We are very disappointed. At the same time, I would like to say sorry to Bafana Bafana. They are trying all means to show the country how anger to playing for World Cup, of which Promos and Mkelele, they are trying almost. Unfortunately, the game was playing away from home, of which Ghana has got that advantage of home ground. Yes, even referee was not good for Bafana Bafana for South Africa. The referee was against us total from the start, of which in way win, lose, draw. That is a part of the game. As the supporters will have to understand that. I want to say Promo and Mkelele next time, but in Orange Cup, I think we're going to surprise many countries.
Unfortunately, it's very overwhelming for Bafana Bafana through the way they played and on group stages. But like for me, I'm not surprised really. They didn't show enthusiasm, these guys. Yes, they did win, but like they were not willing to score more goals whereby like it will give us advantage on coming goal difference. But like they didn't show enthusiasm for scoring
more goals. I can give you an example, games against Ethiopia, games against Ghana, first game, which we won by maybe 3 goals. Unfortunately, they didn't. So, I'm not really, really surprised when they didn't qualify. But we're wishing them all the best on other games that they will be playing. Unfortunately, we're not going to watch them on coming World Cup. But it seems like we're getting used to this for not watching our team playing World Cup. So I'm very disappointed, really. I'm very disappointed. They have to work hard, these boys. They have to pull up their socks. They have to manage the game.
Ngizobamphishane. Inhliziyo yami ayikhokha, ayikho sharp. Izivuzo zikhosile. Thina i-coach yethu iplane kahle i-game. Very well, ngithole. Thina siphoxwe yi-referee. And that was not a penalty. Yes, it's the end of the road to Qatar. It's fine. I don't blame the coach. I don't blame the players. We played very well. We were number one. Then the last game, Kuswe, whoever. As compared to South Africans, but we don't to make it. It's not
keeper. Wait, wrong. Our lineup was not okay. But from because I don't understand why coach told on the bench. Yeah, like, you know, because this pack was playing at the middle for Bafana. I was playing better than him, but last Bafana performed well against Zimbabwe. He was there and start game, you know, was there to start the game. But yes, on yesterday game, Dolan, you know, was on the bench after coach decided to put Dolan after 20 minutes, second half, 20 minutes. So player was under pressure. Number was on the bench, you don't even take the time to put player like play like him. No good player but lead substitute. And then again this could kill our football because that was not a penalty because even that we don't catch that player at all. So I think even Safa must take this thing of scissors because it's killing our football.
I'm speechless. I don't know what happened. The boys were nervous, but they fought. So how the referee end up changing the complexion of the match in favor of Ghana and award them a penalty, which is not even a penalty, I don't know. But we leave that to Kef because they're not going to do anything about it. But if it was South Africa winning like that, believe you me, we were going to replay that match. Let's recap, if you still remember the Senegal game, but because it's South Africa, no one likes us in Africa, so nothing will happen. But I'm disappointed. The boys fought. Unfortunately, they didn't lose the match. They lost the referee. It's one of those games. We can say they tried their level best. Don't give up. Let's keep on pushing. We'll support you, boys. But Africa as a whole, we need to get away with this dubious refereeing. We cannot allow such thing to happen, especially in qualifications of FIFA. We don't even have VAR there. Come on. Let's stop playing like amateur leagues. Let's be serious in football. We lost, but we didn't lose to the best of Ghana. We just lost the referee.
I think the coach tactics failed on the night. They dismally failed completely because the coach should have realized that first half, our players were not there. They were not combining. And when he came second half, first minute of second half, he introduced Blom, he introduced Dolly, he introduced Fagrula K. Same time, you don't wait for 85 minutes to introduce players. Because you are losing and you're waiting for 85 minutes, 70 minutes to introduce players. You can't do that if you are losing. And it's your last game. You don't have another chance that you say, no, I will play against this team, then I will be on top of the group. No, it's your last game. Second half, you put new players who will bring changes because our midfield and upfront guys, they were not gelling, they were not combining, they were not playing. They were just running all over the pitch. I even asked myself, Tandy, where is that Pesitao who was playing at Brighton? The problem was the tactics that the coach used on the night. Those tactics failed him. Desmond.
My point of view, I think because coach, it was his first game for the qualifier for the World Cup. The boys and the coach, they performed well. Hence, Minongu Young Army, who would qualify for a World Cup, because of a great bonus. But truly speaking, we are figure, we are color, we are.
So ngikhomba ngomunwe. At least when time goes on, kaning ngathi hayi u coach u coach then there abadlali there and there, mara okwa manje mina ngibona ngathi u coach nabafana baza kahle basendleleni e right. Just that World Cup it's bad luck, but I think for the next 2 years mawuthi sasuba sinayo lo coach lo, so bona la siya khona. Hence now uyazi ukuthi hey ama supporter especially thina basemzansi, hayi asina sikhathi sokunikeza u coach nabadlali isikhathi sokuthi basilungise. Hey, sifuna win at all cost. Ufika nje u coach sifuna win. So I think masike wanikeze nje isikhathi for like season or two. Sizobona ukuthi siyaphi, mara okwa manje mina into ekhona laphayana ngiyayibona and ngiyayithanda, ngoba ngiyabona nale ndlela abafana basinikela ngakhona ukuthi bazojwayelana and bazolwa for ama-game azayo. But World Cup asiyi, sifana nami inhliziyo yami ebuhlungu ukuthi asiyi, but uma besiya okusilayo besizoya, mara I knew ukuthi Ghana so mountain to climb.
I think it was done, hardly done, and it was unfair to the boys. I think they played their heart out. I've watched the game, and yes, I saw the penalty. I think it was just a soft penalty. I think it was rehearsed. I think the Nigerian guy, the Ghanaian players, they are very intelligent. They've shown that these boys of Bafana, they will do anything to make sure that they get a draw on that game. So they did anything to buy the referee. You know, the referees are bought by players' action. You know, these players that are playing in Europe, they've got all the tricks to win the attention of the referee. I think that guy faked the foul there and stuff. Rashid Daruk, then it seemed like he has pushed him. But then when I look closely, I think there was hardly a touch there. There was no even force behind the touch. But then anyway, football is a contact sport. So things like that, you are about to contact someone. But then it takes an intelligent player to buy a referee to fall in that kind of a manner. But then also the referee, I think the referee, I'm not going to say he was bought, but in the referee from Senegal, remember our last qualifier for the AFCON, we had a similar problem with the Senegalese when we beat them in Pulukwane 2-1. And then they had to complain about that the results were like fixed because of whatsoever. Then they launched the investigation. It was found that really the betting companies were behind it. Yes, fine. The referee was suspended and then the game was replayed. The Senegal won and then we didn't qualify. So I think this one, if the SAFA CEO has launched the written complaint, I think it should be investigated. If the referee there from Senegal was bought, if he was bought, then the same procedure should happen. But if it was an individual mistake as a referee that he made a mistake, then the referee also has to be suspended for such a irregularity in such an important game. And the game should be replayed.
The Fan Reaction Show is a team effort driven by the following members of the Sokola Duma podcast team. The show is hosted, produced and edited by Aidan Hewitt, and the graphics are provided by David Scullard. Brought to you by Sokola Duma.